Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are with you still from Manhattan in New York. We're in Fitzpatrick's Hotel in Manhattan. And this city, like everywhere in the world, waking up to the reality of another Donald Trump presidency. The last time he won the vote, he was a resident here in New York, just a couple of blocks away, Trump Tower. Not so this time around. Mar-a-Lago in Florida is where he is based. And that is where you will find our own Josh Crosby. Josh, what is it like on the ground there?
Oh, Kieran, look, it's been one mental night here. So we knew pretty soon that he had Florida in the bag. An hour after polls closed, the state was being called for him. He actually surpassed Kamala by over 1.4 million votes here, a 14-point advantage. And when you compare this to 2020, when he faced Biden, there was only a 4-point lead. So it was a home run for him here. And that sense of confidence that I've been getting from the Republicans since I came here, it wasn't all show. But Kieran, the streets had a real festival atmosphere to them here all throughout the night. I left the area shortly after 4 a.m. and there were still people out taking it all in. And look, the hats, scarves and headband setters are never too far away from something like this. And there were crowds with Trump 1 flags. Even before anything was called, there were boom boxes blasting out his speech and music, motorbikes, huge Trump-branded Jeeps doing all the revving up and down, police everywhere. And standing outside my hotel there in the past hour, about to get ready to make my trip home, I bumped into one of Trump's senior advisors to his campaign. You just never know who you're going to meet. So Brian Lanza has been working as a senior advisor on the Trump 2024 campaign. Now, the man was in a rush himself, I suppose, look, for the day that's in it, that is understandable. So I only got a few quick words with him. Brian starts off by telling me what won it for Trump.
We're ecstatic. We're excited to turn the page, and we're hopefully that he can unify this country and make America great again. But we're very excited that he's there. We had a good conversation last night. He's eager to get to work. In fact, he's working today, and we're all going to be over there in the afternoon to help with the transition.
Well, you're heading down to Mar-a-Lago yourself.
Yeah, well, it's the transition office is I'm not going to give the details.
So what was it that won it for him? What do you think connected with the people?
The Latino vote won it for him. I mean, they carried him over the finish line. Everybody talked about how, you know, Trump didn't appeal to the Latinos, how the immigration was a wedge issue, how the border was going to turn off Latinos. What we've learned is that Latinos, like everybody else, they want a secure border. And I think it's the border issue, and the Latinos are the ones who push them over the finish line.
What's your message to the Democratic Party now?
Fix your shit, it's out of control.
You're working at the transition phase. What's Trump going to get on first? What's the number one priority?
We're going to shut down that border. We're going to shut down the illegal immigration. We're going to work on deporting all the criminals who've committed crimes who are here illegally. But we're going to keep, you know, Donald Trump kept his promises the first 4 years from 2016 to 2020, and he's going to keep his promises again.
Work will be returning to the wall?
Hopefully. We now know that the federal government doesn't mind sending hundreds of billions of dollars to other countries, so at least they can do is they can start spending it here and building that wall.
So for any illegal, undocumented migrants, including Irish?
Stay home. You're not welcome.
All right. Senior advisor to the Trump campaign, Brian Lanza, there, an indication of what we can expect from his presidency, maybe. Well, certainly according to Brian Lanza. What about the people on the street there, the people who voted to get him elected, Josh?
Yeah, so I was saying, Kieran, there was a party atmosphere here on the streets. And the main reason for the crowds was there was a watch party taking place here and thousands of people showed up. I met Trump fans who flew in from around the world to be here. And then at the end of the watch party, Trump took to the stage as he declared victory. This was before anything official was confirmed. It was around 2 a.m. But the people there were just on a high. Seeing their president address them on the night of the election. When the crowds were starting to leave, all you heard were chants of "We did it" and "The future is bright." People were continuing their celebrations late into the night. I got chatting to a few of them outside, and you can hear it in their voices that they're beaming with excitement about what's in store.
Ecstatic. It's unbelievable.
And were you expecting it to that extent?
No. I mean, I was cautiously optimistic, but I mean, it was beyond my expectations. Unbelievable. It's a clean sweep.
You're going home a happy man.
A very happy man.
Tell me, what's the first thing you want to see Trump deliver on?
Shut the border.
We came all the way from Bergen, Norway, just to be part of the 2024 election here in Palm Beach.
So how are you feeling now after that?
I'm not going to lie, I feel a little exhausted because we've been up for about 36 hours celebrating and having a good time, vibing with the fans, vibing with the supporters. So I'm tired but excited.
And what are you hoping Trump will achieve? What are his priorities that you want to see him get to first?
That people know that men can't have babies, and I'm pretty happy right there. That means a lot to me. Censorship means a lot. The First Amendment means a lot. To respectfully disagree means a lot to me. And I just feel like with the left and their radicalism way far on the left and what they've been preaching has really turned me off big time. I'm not going to lie.
So how are you going to roll on the celebrations now?
Well, we got a lot of work to do, but I'm sure we'll have time to have a couple of beers, sit back and enjoy the day.
Amazing. We are very happy, very relieved. We needed him like more than ever. America, not only America, the world needed him like so bad.
And what do you want to see Trump get to first?
First of all, to close the border. We need to stop this massive like invasion, you know, illegal immigration. Like, it's an invasion that we are going on. Like,
and is that the main reason you voted for him?
One of the main reasons. Also, we hope that he's going to go very fast and do something about the groceries price and the gas.
It was amazing inside there. The room was energetic. There was so much life. All of the policies that made this country thrive from 2016 to 2020 are going to come back in place. And everybody's just very excited that this country is going to roar again and the rest of the world is going to be a better place as a result of it.
So enthusiasm and excitement in Mar-a-Lago amongst those Trump supporters speaking to Josh Crosby. What, I wonder, is the mood like in Berkeley, California, the hometown of Kamala Harris? Barry White, of course, is there for us. Barry, what's the reaction been?
Hi, Kieran. Good morning from California. Yeah, if people in Florida are ecstatic, it's the polar opposite here. The reaction has been shock, disappointments. People genuinely look depressed here in Berkeley as they made their way to work or college this morning. A lot of people would have been waking up to this news this morning. They were probably going to bed last night knowing that this was inevitable as the results came through here last night. But I think a lot of people would have been hoping to wake up to a minor miracle this morning, Kieran, hoping that Kamala Harris would have had somehow won in some of those swing states like Pennsylvania or Wisconsin. But it just wasn't to be. And yeah, I even noticed this morning that the streets are a lot quieter to the last previous days. The streets have been really busy the last 2 days, but this morning it just seems to be so much quieter. I don't know if people have just chosen not to go to work or go to college today because they just can't face the reality of what has just happened. But I spoke to these people on their way to work this morning, and as you hear, people in Kamala Harris's hometown are very, very disappointed.
It's terrible. I mean, we saw that this was a possibility. I think some of us here were really hoping that we as a people were better than this, that we could see the way towards making, I don't know, keeping alive the principles of democracy that this side that's now coming into office seems intent on dismantling, with a plan that they've had for a long time that they've been implementing incrementally, stacking the court, giving new powers to the executive office. And we'll have to see how this shakes out, but it's probably going to be worse than anybody's adequately envisioned.
My daughter is staying home from school today. She goes to Berkeley High. She's 16. I was looking at their text. Their friends are like, if I get raped, I'm going to have to carry that baby. I mean, these are the conversations teenager girls are saying, because they're terrified about what could happen with this Supreme Court and this president and a full Senate and Congress.
And is that genuine, though? People are worried about the future of the United States?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I just thought about it. Well, my daughter's going to be going through this until she's 20 years old. You know, my mom was talking to my mom this morning, and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be 80. I might die with this man in office. Like, so I do think people are pretty upset.
Gobsmacked. Yeah, it's really hard to know what is coming. So I think we're going to have to get used to a degree of uncertainty that keeps us on our feet.
Sure. I was shocked more by what the implications are rather than the result. So it's not a total surprise. I mean, it was always, you know, I think understood to be really close in the polls, but still just thinking about what it means for everybody around the world. I wouldn't want to be in Ukraine right now.
All right. So people, I guess, understandably despondent if they're from Kamala Harris's hometown and if they are Democratic supporters. But Barry, did any of them have a sense of where it went wrong for her as a candidate and her campaign?
Well, firstly, Kieran, the sense I got here in Berkeley during the last few days was that people were more hopeful than confident that Kamala Harris would win. I'll give you an example. There were no organised election night watch parties in Berkeley last night. I don't know if that is because people genuinely expected the worst. There was one bar and restaurant here in downtown Berkeley that had advertised that they'd be showing the election results on big screens. This was due to start at 8 p.m. California time, which would be 4 a.m. Irish time. But by this stage, things didn't look good for Kamala Harris. And by 9 p.m. California time, it was pretty clear that Donald Trump was going to win. And those that did turn up at this bar and restaurant started to leave within 30 minutes as they couldn't bear to watch the results. Now, speaking to people this morning, I've not found too many people who are critical of Kamala Harris. Most people believe she entered the race too late, while Donald Trump has been preparing for this for years. While others this morning told me that they believe that a lot of people in the United States of America are simply not ready to elect a woman president.
I think it comes down to a lot of the country's not ready for a woman president or a non-white man in office, and that's a damn shame.
I think she did great. I think she did the best she could do with what she had, honestly. I think she was perfect on every turn. I just think it's very tribal. I looked at the map of the New York Times this morning and I saw, okay, we're the fringe. MAGA people are not the fringe. We're the fringe, the people that are voting for Kamala. I mean, it's very, if you look at the map, it's pretty stark.
Honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that she's a woman. I don't think we've been ready to elect a woman in this country for, I don't think we are ready or will be ready for a long time.
You know, and Donald Trump has been, ever since he lost in 2020, has been working for years to hit this moment. Kamala Harris had, what, you know, 2 months at best or something? Yeah.
I think there's a lot of different things that went wrong. I think partially to do with that they started so late, or not so late, but they decided to run her a little later, and it was effectively Joe Biden running until about September or so. I just think we didn't have enough time to get people to accept that she was running. And I just think, you know, similar to 2016 with Hillary Clinton, I think at the end of the day, a lot of America struggles with seeing a woman as president. And I think we're a little behind the times in that regard.
The views of people in Berkeley, California, shared with Barry White, who has been there covering the election and its fallout for us. Barry, thank you very much. Thank you to Josh Crosby as well in Mar-a-Lago.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program. Introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.